is up. It's game one. Morning, Eastern Conference Finals for the Knicks fans out there. It's Favorite 3 Hour Cintron, the fan. Absolute Cintron, the overnight number to join, 888-808-1019. Got my man Fleas behind the glass as usual on the weeknights, overnights. Well, we're finally here, Knicks fans. It feels like it's taken 6,478 days, but here we are. Game one. Madison Square Garden, which many of us didn't expect it to be. Home court advantage. Knicks versus the Detroit. Oh, no, 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 no. There's no Detroit basketball. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers. Later on tonight at Madison Square Garden. Before I get into the matchup, let me just say something real quick about the Detroit Pistons. You made the mistake that the Cavs did last year. And that's going all out in the regular season because you felt like you had something to prove. And then come the playoffs, you have nothing left in the tank. That fan base did a lot of chirping. A lot during a regular season. When the New York Knicks were just sitting back waiting to hit their stride, get into the playoffs. I'll stay top three seed. And then kick everyone's ass. So, the Detroit Pistons, see you later. That was beautiful. And I agreed with Clyde when he said he'd rather play the Pistons than the Cavs because Detroit was gassed. You can see it. Game seven, that was it versus the Cavs. Nothing. And when your second option's Tobias Harris, you don't scare me at all. Now, the regular season, you know, you can get pumped up to play a certain team on a certain night, especially when the team eliminated you in the playoffs in a previous season, and you have a beef with them. So you get up for those games. But when you're a battle-tested team like the Knicks, well, you can have that regular season game. There was a Pistons fan that tweeted out, defense travels. So I had to send him a tweet and say, what about tickets? Do you need tickets? That's the only traveling you're doing to watch the Knicks and the Cavs. And speaking of the Knicks and the Cavs, that is the matchup. Later on tonight, Madison Square Garden, it'll be 9,000 degrees outside. It'll be red hot inside Madison Square Garden. I'm hoping the fans bring it for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm hoping that the prices, which are absolutely ridiculous, don't keep a good amount of the real fans out, the diehard fans out of Madison Square Garden, and it's not some Met Gala 2.0 inside of MSG. No thank you. Keep those ridiculous costumes out. Yes, those are costumes. Those are not actual clothing. What do I think about the matchup? Well, I'm glad you asked. The one thing that scares me, and I was talking with Loogie during one of the breaks when I was waiting for my coffee to finish, is that the Cavs' three-point shooting scares me. That's the one thing I worry about with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're shooting. The three-point shooting. Max Strus, Merrill, Wade, Mitchell, Harden, even to a certain point, Evan Mobley from the corner, but I'd let him shoot that all day if I was the Knicks. That's the only thing that scares me about the Cleveland Cavaliers, their three-point shooting. You saw what they did to Detroit in Game 7. They just couldn't miss. And you saw what the Knicks have done when they just can't miss. I don't know, four. How many games in a row has it been now? Historic? What they've been doing in the playoffs? But that's the one thing about the Cavs that scared me. You know, Jared Allen's had two big game sevens. Well, we know what the Knicks do versus the Cavaliers, especially inside for the bigs. I saw a stat that Mitchell Robinson, I think, had 16 offensive rebounds in 30 minutes versus the Cavs this season. 16 offensive rebounds in 30 minutes versus the Cavs. And I don't put too much stock into the matchups in a regular season because when the Knicks beat the Cavs, they didn't have James Harden, and now they have James Harden. The only way I see the Cleveland Cavaliers having a shot to beat the Knicks is if James Harden turns back the clock. Because Donovan Mitchell's going to have Bridges thrown at him, Hart thrown at him, OG thrown at him, Shamit thrown at him, McBride thrown at him. The list goes on and on and on. Alvarado thrown at him. The same thing I thought about when the Knicks played the Sixers, when everybody was on the Tyrese Maxey bandwagon, that the Knicks have nobody to guard him. They can't keep up with his speed. I laughed at that. Because I looked at the Knicks roster and I said, oh, what, these guys chop liver? What, is Tyrese Maxey Superman? Does he have unlimited energy in the tank? And we found out what happened when Tyrese Maxey went up against the Knicks and all the bodies that were thrown at him. Nowhere to be found. A sweep in the city of brotherly love. Now, if the first two games at home, Madison Square Garden, there's a split, I'll be a little nervous. If there's a split, to me, it's going seven games. If the Knicks split with the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Garden, it's going seven games. Because then I think the Knicks go right back in Cleveland and they split those games. So now you have 2-2 with three to go. And then game five at the Garden. I think the Knicks would take game five at the Garden. Game six for Cleveland. And then game seven at Madison Square Garden. If the Knicks take the first two games at Madison Square Garden, I don't think it gets past six. I see many people saying Knicks sweep, Knicks in five. It's a far cry from when the playoffs started. When the matchups came out and the odds were out, the Knicks were the smallest favorites out of all the playoff matchups. The smallest favorites. And now, everybody's on the choo-choo Knicks bandwagon. Well, there's plenty of room. Plenty of room if you want to be a Knicks fan right now. I already converted Connor Green. He's a Knicks fan. That's one less net fan, so that's eight left. The Knicks are the more physical team. The Knicks have been playing historic basketball. They're a well-rested team. And I see people say, well, the Cavs played 2 7-game series. Well, Knicks fans, we know all about that. Because in 94, that playoff run, we went to the finals. The only series that didn't go seven for us was against the New Jersey Nets. We went 3-1, and those were 5-game series back then. The next three series, 7 games. 7-game series. And the game was more physical back then than what it is now. But this Knicks team is well-rested. The rest was needed. If I had one more person say, well, the Knicks are going to be rusty, you know, maybe having the rest was not good for them, then you're stupid. Well, why am I calling you stupid? Because the Knicks needed as much rest as possible for one OG Anunoby and his hamstring strain. No disrespect to Karl-Anthony Towns or Jalen Brunson, when it comes to both sides of the floor, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, OG Anunoby is the most important Nick. He's been awesome in these playoffs. Rebounding, shooting the three, creating for himself. This is the OG Anunoby I envisioned when the Knicks traded for him. Since the All-Star break, OG Anunoby's been playing like an All-Star. OG's been balling out. And we were all nervous with the hamstring injury, the strain. We're like, here we go again. This can't happen again to us. And things could be different right now. If the Knicks would have lost game three to the Sixers, things could be looking very different, but they didn't. This Knicks team is resilient. This Knicks team knew how to drop the hammer on the Sixers. This Knicks team is everything we've ever wanted in a Knicks team. Everything we've ever wanted. You know, I hear people saying, well, I'm tired of the 90s. I don't want to hear about the 90s anymore. Well, I lived it. Don't be mad because you've seen more losing than winning basketball in your lifetime. Meaning meaningful games, high expectations with those 90s teams. The difference between that team and this team is way more talented. This Knicks team is way more talented than any of those Knicks teams. And no disrespect to Charles Oakley, Patrick Ewing, none of those guys, John Starks, none of those guys. But facts are facts. And you can even ask Patrick Ewing, if I had a point guard like Jalen Brunson, I would have had a championship. If I had a player like Jalen Brunson, I'd have a championship. His words, not mine. And Jalen Brunson is a superstar, even though he doesn't see himself that way. And that's what makes him special. That's what makes Jalen Brunson the man, or as around these parts, the king of New York. Yeah, he doesn't have a big head. He doesn't feel himself like that. This team is on the same wavelength. During the season, there was times where, again, Karl-Anthony Towns, I don't know my role, Bridges making comments and then apologizing, Brunson feeling unsure about the team. Rotations were different at times. Guys in and out, in the doghouse, out of the doghouse. There was a lot of that. And then I will always point back to the game where Jalen Brunson sat out and Karl-Anthony Towns played against the Memphis Grizzlies and had a triple-double. That was the game that showed Jalen Brunson sitting there watching and showed the rest of the team and gave Karl-Anthony Towns the uber confidence that he has now handling the basketball and creating. Now, what happened the first two games versus the Hawks? Where was that, Karl-Anthony Towns? Why didn't that happen? Well, maybe the best thing that happened to the Knicks was losing those two games by a total of 2 points. I'm not one of these people, well, that says all the time, it's great to lose. Sometimes you need a loss. Well, in that moment, those games, yes, maybe the Knicks needed that. To look themselves in the mirror. To find out what they're truly made of. To find out. As Gorilla Monsoon used to say, if they had that intestinal fortitude. That championship moxie. How bad did they want it? And down 2-1, they haven't looked back since. They smacked the Hawks, and they swept the 76ers. And they've had well over a week to rest. And OG Anunoby's had a couple of full practices, full goes. He's ready to rock and roll. They list him as probable. He'll be good to go. The only thing I wonder is, game one, is he going to be guarding Donovan Mitchell right out the gates with the hamstring? I don't think so. I think Josh Hart gets the assignment to start, and they, again, throw body after body after body at Donovan Mitchell. They're going to need Donovan Mitchell to average 30-plus per game against the Knicks to beat the Knicks. 30-plus per game and shoot the lights out from three-point range. Not for one game, not for two games, the entire series. In these playoffs, Donovan Mitchell's averaging 25.5 points. Harden, 20. Mobley, 17. Jared Allen, 13. Max Strus, 10. The bench, not so much. Dennis Schroeder, old friend, 6 points per game. Merrill, 8 points per game. Wade, a little over 4.5 a game off the bench. Jalen Tyson. They have bodies. They don't have the talent that the New York Knicks have. Now, I know I said if it was the Pistons and they lost this tough 7-game series, I'd be upset, but not as disappointed as if they got knocked out early. Like, it was a great season. Well, if the Knicks lose to the Cavaliers, it's a disaster. They are the better team. They have more talent. And again, they're clicking on all cylinders. I stand by it. If they split at the Garden, it's going 7. But do I think they split at the Garden? No. If the Cavs are going to steal a game, it's game one, even though they had a day plus of rest, if that. They had to travel, come to New York City. Who knows? James Harden might be at Gallagher's right now. Come on down, big boy, with your beard. He might be at Gallagher's right now. Who knows? We know he loves the strip clubs. New York City and James Harden. Dangerous combination. But I can't wait for later on tonight. Game one, MSG, Eastern Conference Finals for the second year in a row. Let's just hope game one doesn't end the way game one last year ended, because that absolutely sucked. Cavs-Knicks later on tonight, Madison Square Garden.